Welcome to this daily PBJ devotional. This devotional is about 1 Corinthians 5. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and of a kind that is intolerable even among pagans. A man has his father's wife, and you are proud. Shouldn't you rather have been stricken with grief and have removed from your fellowship the man who did this? Although I am absent from you in body, I am present with you in spirit, and I have already pronounced judgment on the one who did this, just as if I were present. When you are assembled in the name of our Lord Jesus, and I am with you in spirit, along with the power of the Lord Jesus, hand this man over to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven works through the whole batch of dough? Get rid of the old leaven, that you may be a new unleavened batch, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with the old bread, leavened with malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and of truth. I wrote to you in my letter not to associate with sexually immoral people. I was not including the sexually immoral of this world, or the greedy and swindlers, or idolaters. In that case, you would have to leave this world. But now I am writing you not to associate with anyone who claims to be a brother, but is sexually immoral or greedy, an idolater or a verbal abuser, a drunkard or a swindler. With such a man, do not even eat. What business of mine is it to judge those outside the church? Are you not to judge those inside? God will judge those outside. Expel the wicked man from among you. This is God's word. This short chapter discusses the difficult subject of church discipline. The person in Corinth who needed discipline was a man in their church who was committing adultery with his father's wife, as we saw in verse 1. The fact that he is not called his mother probably means, almost certainly means, that this is a stepmother situation for the man. Nevertheless, Paul was appalled both that someone who claimed to be a believer would do this, as we saw in verse 1, and he was appalled that the Corinthian church tolerated this sin within their church family, as we saw in verse 2. Now, the word tolerated is actually too mild a term, in fact. The phrase, "and you are proud," in verse 2 indicates that the Corinthians celebrated this sin in some way. It would be nice to know more about what Paul meant there. It is possible that the Corinthians saw their tolerance of this sin as some kind of advanced display of grace, but we don't know for sure. Regardless, Paul called on the church to remove this man from the church through church discipline, as we saw in the phrase, "put out of your fellowship the man who has been doing this." That's verse 2 from the NIV. What then does this passage teach us about church discipline? First, that church discipline is public. Verse 4 told the Corinthians to handle this matter when you are assembled, and I am with you in spirit, and the power of the Lord Jesus is present. That's a quotation from verse 4 in the NIV. That phrase is speaking of a public gathering of the church, not a private situation or a setting or a letter, wherein someone is removed from church membership through discipline. All the other members of the church should know of his removal and why he was removed. Second thing we see about church discipline is that church discipline is for the spiritual good of the person placed under discipline. Verse 5b describes the purpose of this with the phrase, "so that his spirit may be saved on the day of the Lord." Remember that no one should be disciplined from the church until they have been confronted with their sin and given the opportunity to repent. A repentant believer is not removed from the church because repentance is the way that a Christian should respond when he or she sins. But a person who will not repent when sin is addressed is acting like an unbeliever. Paul was very concerned that the man described in here in 1 Corinthians 5 will go to hell because his open practice of sin is not consistent with the life of a believer. A main goal of removing him publicly is to shake him out of his false confidence of salvation, so that he will repent of his sin like a believer should, or he will genuinely turn to Christ for salvation. The third thing we see about church discipline in this passage is that church discipline is for the good of the church, too. Verses 6 through 8 compares it to yeast, or leaven. A little bit of yeast expands throughout baking dough to make the resulting bread soft and cause it to rise. The image is that the yeast grows to affect the whole loaf. Likewise, sin, unaddressed in the church, also grows and expands until it pervades the entire body. Church discipline, then, removes that sin by disassociating the church from the person under discipline. While the people in the church might still see this man around town, they are no longer to regard him as a brother in Christ who is growing in his faith. And this has a sobering effect on the rest of the congregation, showing them that sin will not be tolerated within the body of Christ. Church discipline is always a difficult thing, stressful for everyone involved. It is like surgery for the body of Christ. A surgeon intentionally wounds your physical body in order to remove or repair something that is affecting your health in the long term. Church discipline, likewise, is painful to the body, but God uses it to bring long-term health and healing to the body of Christ. So this is why the church practices church discipline. It's for the good of the person who is in sin and unrepentant, and the good of the health of the body. Ultimately, it reflects the holiness of God and causes us to take seriously our desire and need to become holy like God is. So, when we practice church discipline, please understand why we do it. It isn't to punish the person in sin. It's to redeem them and restore them to the body of Christ. So, when we practice church discipline, stand with us, but also pray for the repentance of the person we discipline. And also take note of your own spiritual life. Be sure that you are confessing your sin and dealing with your sin biblically for the health of your own spiritual life, but also for the health of the body of Christ. If you found this devotional helpful, go to my website, dailypbj.com/subscribe, to receive these every day in your email. Every day you'll receive an email from me containing a link to the day's devotional, but more importantly, a link to the day's daily scripture reading to cue you to be reading God's Word every day, and my devotional should help you to apply it to your life every day as well. And this is completely free, and if you don't like it, you can always unsubscribe. There's an unsubscribe link at the bottom of every email. So there's no cost to you, and there's nothing to worry about. So give it a try. Go to dailypbj.com/subscribe. And please help me with financial support if you can, and you feel like the Lord would want you to do that. Go to dailypbj.com/support. And please share this with someone else, and I'll see you next time. May God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.